Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Revy. He's a successful robotics engineer and now wants to advise and mentor fellow MGTOWs at a significantly discounted rate. Visit RevyInnovations.com if you're looking for help in the areas of engineering careers, academics, and hardware-based product design. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, if you want to do your part for your country, then date an illegal Mexican girlfriend, and then bring her on a surprise date to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Service. It's also a great way to maintain frame. Surprise dates are always fun, and they help to keep the spark alive in relationships, even if it's going to turn into a long-distance one. It's going to be great for her because she's finally going to be able to find a man that holds her arm, walks with her, and opens the car door for her. Moving on, here are different toilets in Japan, China, America, and Dubai. But what I want to know is why do men in Middle Eastern countries enjoy degrading white women so much? Because when you have that much money, you've pretty much done it all. And you probably get some sick sadistic pleasure knowing you're going to brown up her mouth and then she's going to go home and kiss her white boyfriend who thought she was away on business for a few days. Yes, Ahmed did his business in her. Number three, looks like this sushi bunny got 120 BBCs run through her and is now pregnant with one of those men's babies. She says finding out who the father is will surely be an exciting Scooby-Doo-like mystery. She did it for her Lonely Fools page. This is a message to all the passport bros out there. This will be your wife when you bring her back to America. I suspect that she's going to go and spin the Rolodex and pick a sucker to pay. Up next, this couple says that swinging saved their marriage, and now they help other couples reconnect. I've said it before that this is better than sitting in the cock chair watching your wife get wrecked while you do nothing. At least they both look like they're having tons of hedonistic pleasure. I spoke to a few guys who did the whole swinging thing, and they told me it was a great time after they got over the fact that they kept seeing so many wieners. Number five, remember guys that Islam is the most peaceful religion on the planet. And it's only going to get more peaceful. They just infiltrate and conquer other nations and confiscate their infrastructure. Islam isn't a religion, it's an ideology. And Islam needs to make peace with itself before it goes out there and spreads peace to everybody else. Maybe India and China are onto something when they go out and bulldoze those mosques. The only Islam I want to see is back 1,000 years ago in their golden age. Moving on now, that Mark Carney is the Prime Minister of Canada, there are rumors swirling that he's saying that untapped housing equity must be contributing to economic fairness. Translation, if you own your own home and you have money value in it, he's going to want to take some of that home equity to pay for government spending. The baby boomers own most of the homes, so it looks like they're about to be bent over by the same government they just elected. It's pure Marxism. It's a good thing I bought Bitcoin instead of a house. Number seven, musicians often wonder if nobody's going to listen to their music. And podcasters, on the other hand, don't care. They just make content first and worry about the audience later. Podcasters are the new rock stars, and musicians are poorer than they've ever been. There's more great music out there than I've ever heard, yet it's harder to find than ever. Most podcasters also suck, and they rely on bringing interesting guests on that they see on other podcasts. Up next, would you smash this girl if you could? Also, what's up with all the collectibles in the background? Those should be a giveaway and a hint. Only guys have hobbies, and this is a dude and not a girl. The post I found this had a tiny trans flag above it. Remember, the traps like to wear skirts because they show off their legs while at the same time covering their large wiener. Also, is it me or do those freckles look like they're painted on? Careful out there, guys. This is what they look like without their makeup. Number 9, this woman says, Lord, send me a good man. He did, but she said she didn't like eating at the Cheesecake Factory. Not to mention that most women won't eat at any restaurant that's not at least $100 or $200 a plate these days. Women's expectations are out of this world with the average man. But if they run into a Chad, they'll happily eat bologna sandwiches at the park feeding ducks with them before going home where he's going to feed his bologna to her. Moving on, what do these women have in common? They're some of the top earners on OF, and most of that money comes from large followings of soy boys who are married to former sluts that do not want to sleep with them anymore. Married men spend the majority of money on corn. What these two women definitely have in common is no father figure in the house while they were growing up. Bad Batty made $59 million in 2024, and Belle Delphine made $34 million. OF has generated more money for female musicians than the music industry ever has. Number 11 women were recently taking pictures of themselves with the dead Pope. They're doing the meme in real life. They don't care that the Pope looks like a packaged action figure. They'll post the picture to get as much attention as they can. You just know that if the World Trade Center attack happened today, there would literally be millions of women taking selfies in front of the Twin Towers while they were on fire. I was supposed to be there on September 11th, but my girlfriend got promoted, so I couldn't go to New York that week. Lucky me. Up next, this woman took 6 home pregnancy tests, and she doesn't want to be pregnant at 19. Someone tells her that next time she just needs to close her legs because it has a success rate of 100%. Swallowing also helps. Legend has it that she's 7 months pregnant and still doing tests. And you just know that her mom is going to kill her, said both her and the baby in her belly. 19 is too old to claim ignorance. Birth control is available in many forms and it's free. Number 13, here's the difference between the liberated woman and the traditional woman. They're the same woman in a different disguise. And both of them will make your life an absolute living hell. But not to worry, because one day there'll be a third option. Robot girlfriends that don't complain and are programmed to love you and be loyal to you forever. Maybe we can also put a female dog's mind in one of those female robots. She would be the perfect robot thought and completely loyal. Moving on, what's wrong with Canada? Ontario must now pay for surgery to give a trans resident both a penis and a vagina. The government has to pay to affirm their multi-gender identity. If people ask them if they're either male or female, their answer will now be yes. In Canada, it's difficult, if not impossible, to find a family doctor these days. And yet someone gets to have 2 sets of genitalia for free. This dude can go F himself. Literally. But not on taxpayer dollars. Number 15 is Princess Kalina of Bulgaria and her husband. He looks like he's tired of her horse poop. If I didn't know who she was, I would have assumed that these were just 2 dudes out for a stroll. She even has an 18-year-old son. Imagine that's your mother on the right, and she's only 53 years old. This is probably the thought process behind women when they decide to get plastic surgery. Instead, they should just get better sleep and eat healthier food to slow down the aging process. But that takes a lot of work. Up next, here are Japanese game developers showing off boobs and woke Western game journalists being upset about it. Why are they so afraid of boobs? Especially the jiggly ones. Are they jealous or do they just want to prevent male game players from seeing them so they give them attention instead? I love the fact that Japan unapologetically caters to Western men's desires. I've said it before. It's like the Japanese think more positively about white people than white people think positively about themselves. Number 17, how do you trigger a liberal with 5 words or less? How about there are only 2 genders? Or make me a sandwich. Some other gray ones include Jesus and Trump love you. All lives matter, abortion is evil, Islam is right about women, and the list goes on and on. Others I could think of are men can't get pregnant, make America great again, climate change is a hoax to take people's money, of course, and Donald Trump is your president. Moving on, Bob Barker died a couple of years ago at the age of 99. He got as close as possible to a dollar without going over. I will never forget when he kicked Happy Gilmore's ass. Also, no one could make having your pet spayed or neutered sound as exciting as he did. And he maintained framed and banged all of Barker's beauties on the show as well. He was the original game show pimp gangster. Number 19 again, what the hell is happening in Canada? We have no realistic solutions to the homeless crisis, so instead, we're now offering assistance to the homeless so they can end themselves. This is what late-stage socialism looks like. They can't eat the rich, so they try and end the poor. Canada is the globalist social engineering laboratory. I guess this is one way to solve homelessness, Auschwitz style. At this point, this is Canada's default answer for everything. Up next, women think that relationships like this are perfectly fine. But if it's the other way around, they lose their minds. The better question to ask is, why are there so many older female predators looking for young guys in their teens? Women are increasingly desperate to control men, and if they can get a young man hooked, and if he falls in love with them, and she's his first love, then he's more likely to stick around. Women are robbing the cradle out of desperation, because older chads won't want to commit to them. Number 21, this woman disguised herself as a man to trick her way into a men-only magic circle, and she's now been allowed in as a woman without a disguise. Women infiltrate and destroy all male spaces. They're like third world immigrants, only white. It's because of stunts like this that I support males and women's sports. is nothing sacred as a male-only space, including magic. If women aren't allowed into male spaces, then they usually try and destroy them. Moving on, a girl who was forced to be a transgendered boy quickly returns to normal, after being taken out of her mother's care. The science says that it's the mother's fault, usually turning kids transgender. This should be considered child abuse, and she should be prosecuted and put in jail. Remember, everyone, that a 6-year-old transgender girl is like a vegan cat. We all know who's making the lifestyle choices for them. Number 23, the U.S. Army is now going to test enlisted men and women with the same physical standards. Obviously, if they want the women to pass their test, then they'll have to lower the standards of passing for everyone. Yes, lower standards and lower quality soldiers. I wonder if that means that women won't be permitted to have a BMI of 30 anymore. Fat chance. No pun intended. This will just make a lot of weak men that won't be ready for combat roles. Up next, you believe that women should disclose any plastic surgery they've ever had? Definitely. I dated a woman that looked like the one on the right, and she revealed to me that she used to have a large nose like the one on the left. Also, don't forget that she also had her jaw reduced, and you can clearly see that her upper lip has been filled. Remember that if a man ever got plastic surgery without disclosing it, when hooking up with her, she would call it grape. Number 25 and the last one, there are 3 types of girls out there, and none of them are wife material. For me, the first one is the best. But here's something shocking. This could all be the same woman with 3 different men. If your girl is the 3rd one, then you need to break up with her. No woman would make that disgusted face if you were a guy that was a 10 out of 10. Even if they felt like making it on the inside, they wouldn't risk losing you. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.